Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
So anti-aging is on everyone's mind from about the time you're 25 years old. You feel like you need to start doing things to your skin, doing things to your body. The worry about getting to the dreaded age of 30 starts to sneak up, and people start to think about crow's feet and everything having to do with anti-aging. We have now peptides that are anti-aging people by years and years, supposedly. The jury's not in on that yet. It's still very new. But there's one part of the body that I think people who are over 45 start to be worried about the most, and that is the brain and anti-aging. It's a huge topic. And today, Bill and I are going to talk about a way that you can actually use your eyes to anti-age your brain and your body. Very important and super exciting. We don't talk about it that often, do we, Bill?
No. Like you said, Liz, as you get older, it's something that you'll start to notice if things are not running as efficiently, as snappy, if memory. You know, the number one thing that I hear from my clients, this would be interesting. I don't know if there's any survey out there or anything that would validate this in a much broader context, but they talk to me about wanting to stay sharp, and yeah, very concerned about losing words, or you know, losing kind of a train of thought, not being able to remember things that they've always remembered, like you know, people's names or you know, different things. So it's a when through Cogno Movement they get it back, it's like such a joy, you know, to see it happen. And one of the greatest joys as a son is to see your mom happy and prospering. And fortunately, my mom was open to doing these exercises, and it was her big concern. Like, oh my gosh, I couldn't bring a word, and you know, she's very snappy, but the fear of not being able to bring someone to mind, or substituting a word instead of the word that they were trying to use. So anyway, the thing is that when they do get it back, it's empowering, you know, because everybody's under the impression that, oh, I'm screwed. This is just how it is. You know, I'm going downhill. I'm going down.
Yeah, but it's really true. It's very true that people start to get very worried about aging and their brain. And when you can't find a word, or you find yourself with brain fog, that's a big one. People start to get concerned about brain disease, which is something to be concerned about these days. Brain disease has been on the rise since the early 90s. We started to see more and more incidents of all kinds of brain disease. But as Bill and I have shared many times, since the advent of the iPhone around 2007, and people's eyes looking down and focusing on one position, and focused in a position that actually is triggers the brain to have a lot of feelings. Eyes down is sadness. What we found is that shows a dramatic increase in brain illness along with that eye position. So a huge increase in Alzheimer's, all the kinds of dementia, Parkinson's, other things as well come along with that. So it's a real concern that people have. But you said something interesting, Bill, that when they get it back, they're so joyful. The truth is you can get it back. You can get your brain sharpness back. You can get your ability to see better back. Your mom in particular, she's in her late 80s. She's still an insurance agent. She just bought a new Tesla. But she was one of those people that had some concerns about driving. She's always had fear of driving, right?
Yeah.
You guys worked on her peripheral vision, opening that back up. And now no fear of driving, driving like a champ. Really excited to drive, right?
You know, the driving thing, this driving thing, by the way, goes back to my childhood. I can still remember her hands. You know, she had this, this is how old this is, 1970s. Yeah, probably many people weren't even born that are listening to this. But her hands on the steering wheel, and I remember her wedding ring clicking onto the, you know, because she'd be gripping the wheel and just, you kick, you know, gripping on the wheel tightly, you know, as she was driving around, and the nervousness, you know, you knew, you know, my dad was just like, you know, do whatever, you know, but her, for her, it was like real panic driving, and it was all her life. But, and she would also drive a lot slower than the traffic. But the important thing here is here, I think she's 87 now, and she would always drive before, she would drive slower than traffic. She'd be in the slow lane going slower than the slow lane, you know, just like, but now she's the most amazing thing. She was doing the exercises, and she said she was going with the flow of traffic, and she said it felt like nothing. It felt like normal driving, but she looked down at the speedometer, and you know, she's doing the speed limit or greater, and she's completely calm, and she said it didn't feel like anything. It didn't feel like anything because her entire brain was connecting and processing massive amounts of information that it could not before.
Well, and to the point of our conversation today, that happened this year for your mom. This age, most people have long since either given up their driver's license or it's been taken from them because they don't have that ability to process information that quickly. You know, their depth perception is off. You know, their time to react becomes way slow. So the fact that she made a change that helped her driving be even better in her late 80s is incredible. But your mom has been doing these eye exercises for the better part of 10 years. And we've seen her make improvement in her brain, in her ability to process information, in her reaction time, in her movement, in her physical movement, improvement over those 10 years. Now, what normally happens is that after the age of 80, if you're lucky enough to make it there, you see things declining. You don't see things improving. But she really is in constantly improving, which is an amazing thing. And she's not the only one. There's the secret. Bill has this morning group. It's called the Immunity Gym. And he really has kept it going for his mom. But there's a group of women that are old, over 70 for sure, a large group of them, and many younger than that, who are also doing this work daily and finding that they are improving as well, right? It's an amazing thing.
You know what? It's really fun. It's really fun to see the changes, the positive changes, where emotionally the things that would be upsetting just kind of vaporizing, not having to deal with a bad feeling that's been there forever. Like permanent removal of a bad feeling. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that whole memory thing. Because I get to see them literally daily, it's 7 days a week, 7 days a week. And, when we started, my mom, it would be very upsetting. She would be like, and then I saw, oh, I can't, I don't, the, you know, the, I can't remember their name. I'll think of it, and see it go from that type of thing, and it would cause her tremendous stress because in her mind, she's thinking about her relatives, mom and dad lost their minds, as they, back before all of this long ago. So it doesn't want to die that way, doesn't want to go out that way. But to see it go from the stress and I can't to now it's just boop, 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 she, everything,
Yeah, the wonderful thing about that group and how they're progressing is that they now know that when they run into an issue, and we all have issues, right? We feel a little brain fog, I'm feeling overly stressed, I can't find a word, that they can very quickly, usually in one short session, 20 minutes or so, get that back. And then they also know how to do the exercises daily to keep it. So we all get a little bit lazy with doing our work, right? And then aging or life sort of sneaks up on us. And then you feel like, okay, well, I've gotten to this place in aging where this is what it is. Like my vision is bad. I'm starting to have pain in my hips or my shoulders. I can't find the word I'm looking for. And then from there, like you said, it's just downhill. But what we've found is that does not have to be true at all. I worked with your mom a couple of years ago now. She had had a fall and a break, I think, in one of her legs. And she was having trouble with
Rod, they had
movement.
a rod in her femur.
Yeah, rotter. She was having trouble with movement. Now, okay, she is a woman in her late 80s. You would say, okay, that's normal and natural. Except for that, we were able to use her eyes, use her brain, and make an adjustment that she was like, woo, look what I can do, and started walking again. She had gotten to where she was felt like she was going to fall, which is really, really normal for older people. But we got her to where she, started going on her walks again. I don't know how far she was walking, but it seemed like a long way
A
for a
long
person her age.
way,
Yeah.
a long way, miles.
But that ability to walk will keep her brain even more healthy. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more I move, the more healthy my brain is. The more healthy my brain is, the more I can move. So what we've discovered, you and I, is that through relatively simple eye movements and the expertise of knowing where to get the eyes to move, we can reverse what would be considered normal signs of aging for people simply by reactivating parts of their brain and getting the brain to reconnect with the body again. It appears that what aging really is loss of connection. The wiring starts to atrophy a little bit. You get a little neuropathy in the feet, right? You get a little shoulder pain, the fingers don't move like they should before. But we don't really stop to ask, why is that happening? Why is it happening? And there's a lot of reasons for it, but why it's happening and how it can be reconnected are also two separate things. We found that it doesn't necessarily matter why it's happening. If you can get the brain to reconnect with that part of the body, it gets moving again and it moves like new, which is a pretty exciting thing.
It really, really is. And there's other people that it seems actually impossible. They may have problems feeding themselves, getting a spoon into their mouth, or going to the bathroom on their own, or these type of things. There's many people that are suffering in those ways, undignified, like an undignified existence for these noble individuals who have gave so much, and then they're reduced, at the end. And simply, putting a little bit of effort in and knowing, the first part, just, hey, knowing how you can exercise the brain. After our break, we'll get into it on exercising your brain. Now, exercising your brain, people think, oh, I'm going to do mathematics, I'll do a crossword puzzle. We're talking about physically exercising the brain, like you exercise your bicep or sit-ups. So after this break, we'll come back and we will talk about that. If this subject is really of interest to you, cognomovement.com.
All right, let's hear from the UK Health Radio Network, and we will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And it turns out when you anti-age your brain, you anti-age the rest of your body as well. So we're talking about eye exercises. Now, eye exercises are really not that popular in general. It's been known for a long time that if you exercise your eyes, your vision gets better. And that's true. It does. But nobody really talks about the fact that your eyes are neural material. They are the visible part of your brain. And that anywhere you move your eyes, you are accessing different parts of the brain. So eye exercises could be the most essential thing we could do for our health of our brain and our body, because the brain is the center that controls movement, controls speech, controls thought, controls everything. And if it is not healthy or you don't have access to it, what you get is rapid aging, right? And rapid loss of your faculties. And we were just talking about Bill's mom, and she's not alone in this, that you can not only restore it, but improve, right? So why not if you can? So let's talk about what kind of exercises, eye exercises, we mean. Let's start with just moving information from the left hemisphere to the right hemisphere and why that's important.
Well, so the first thing is what is a left hemisphere and what's a right hemisphere? Well, one is going to be more with your creative side, and the other side of the brain, across that split in the center of the brain, is the more logical side of your brain. Now, they're both necessary. Both are equally necessary for a full life. And when we talk about moving information from the logic to the creative and the creative to the logic, we are talking about moving it through a physical connection. because, like Liz said, the eyes are literally one with the brain, and everywhere we look activates a different part of the brain, then if we have these very controlled movements from left to right, what happens is information starts to move to new locations in the brain. And this becomes quite exaggerated when we have a particular focus. For example, if I'm interested in, let's say, soccer or swimming, or maybe it's crossword puzzles, if I can utilize my brain by moving information from the left side to the right side in different positions, what'll happen is it'll actually increase my IQ. That's an awful bold claim. But as it turns out, there's actually published peer-reviewed evidence at the National Institutes of Health related to this. There's an entire section on the Cogna Movement website. It's under the research tab. I believe it's under more, and then you scroll down to research, and you'll see this published peer-reviewed evidence of these different Cogna Movement exercises that increase the different parts of your IQ. One of them is memory. Another one is kind of your mental flexibility, changing subjects. They call it a submodality of your IQ. So this is a scientific fact that you can get brighter and you can exercise your way to it.
Well, we did a test at SciTech Labs in San Diego on what happens to the brain after a cognitive session, before and after. And before, if you can see the image, I know this is radio, so you can't see it, but there's an image of the brain trying to make decisions. So what they did is they gave a person a test, a cognitive test. They had to, you know, find out the anomalies in a series of symbols, things like that. And so it showed the brain trying to do that activity. And before the session, you could see like a beehive's nest of, you know, activity swarming. The brain was swarming, trying to find the answer, trying to create the answer, get the right answer, and also move the hand to click the mouse to give the answer. After the session, you see that the brain takes these very simple movements to make the decision. It just accesses itself so gracefully and uses so much less energy. And we got about a 25%, I think, or 30% improvement in that cognitive test after just 45 minutes. So when you're able to find an answer easily, when your brain is able to locate that answer and then make the hand move to click the mouse, what you get is what looks like a much higher IQ, a much higher ability to find an answer information, literally after 45 minutes. So being able to practice, let your brain practice moving itself, moving information through the corpus callosum, which is the organ in the center of the brain that shares information, getting it to cycle left hemisphere, right hemisphere in a calm, organized way, will allow for the brain to very easily collect its own information, very easily connect to the body to make movement in what looks like a higher IQ. So who doesn't want that? And as you get older, speaking of anti-aging, what do they say? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Old people have a hard time learning new things. Why? Because their brain can't cycle, because it's having a hard time accessing itself. So there's this interesting thing, theory about the way the brain learns. And it is that the information comes into the left brain and then moves over to the right brain, a lot of times during sleep, to be considered, and then is stored back in the left brain. So if this is true as memory, as a, you know, as a solid piece of information, if this is true, it means your brain has to be able to cycle left hemisphere, right hemisphere to store that information. As we get older, and we'll talk about this in a minute, we don't move our eyes enough to actually get the brain to move that information. So there's a secondary piece that cognitive movement uses, which is the body. And the body can play a big part in getting the brain to cycle information as well. And as we get older, what do? We move less. And so we're not cycling information. So when you're not cycling information, when you're not moving information in the brain, you're also not getting blood and oxygen to the brain either, which makes a huge difference in how we can learn and in our brain aging. So the simple eye movement actually handles a pretty complex series of things that all add up to you're able to take in and store more information.
It really does. And, you know, you guys, obviously, this report that Liz is talking about from SciTech Labs, where they did this brain scan, it looked like you could see all the activity that took place in order to get answers on the first test. And it looked as if the entire brain was filled in with color. There was like very little gaps where there was not activity. And at the test, so this is every single line was some activity in order to figure out the problem. So there's tremendous activity. The entire brain was lit up trying to find a solution to the questions that were being asked. The test after 45 minutes, the same test, different questions, but the same test administered, it was like there were only a few lines that were relative, and there was mostly white space when there's no activity, and then there was just efficient. I'm going from point A to point B. And it was extremely, you can imagine, it's like tearing apart your whole house, every cabinet, you know, and every shelf, trying to find the salt shaker. You're in your closet, tearing apart the clothes, everything, trying to find the salt shaker. And the difference, you know, analogy is like, you know, you just go over to the kitchen cabinet and pull out the salt shaker. It's like, oh, I think it's over here. Bam. You know? So it was extremely efficient. And what that efficiency turned into was that it was actually a little over 30% decrease in the amount of time that it took them to physically react and get the right answer.
Yeah. And this session was interesting because the session was about something. The session was not intended just to increase IQ. It really wasn't intended to reorganize the brain. It was about an emotion. This is the other big piece that no one knows, is how much our emotion, the physical sensation of emotion, affects the way the brain functions. And if you can imagine, by the time you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you have a lot of baggage, you have a lot of emotion, you've experienced a lot of things, right? We call those things a lot of time traumas, which have a huge effect on how the brain functions. So this 45-minute session was about a family issue that this person was experiencing and a trauma around it. And just how difficult that situation was. Now, her stress levels had gotten so acute that she'd started to have symptoms of epilepsy. Later on, it was found that she did not have true epilepsy, but she was starting to have symptoms of epilepsy and also a tremor that was a non-Parkinsonian tremor. But she had a tremor when she came into that session, which she did not have when she left that session. So the session was the eye accessing cues, the moving the body, the moving the eyes, but around the focus of a trauma. So at the end of that 45 minutes, she didn't feel that way anymore about that trauma. She had figured out how to address it. She'd figured out how to fix it. And she felt calm. Tremor was gone. Just felt better and happier. So when she sat down to do the test, then we saw the difference in her actual brain function. So the two go very much hand in hand, you know, one affecting the other, back and forth, back and forth. So that's why Bill and I built Cogno Movement the way that we did, with the understanding that it isn't just eye movement like EMDR. There is a body movement that needs to go with it, that the body and the brain are one unit, the eyes, the brain, the spinal cord, and the whole nervous system, not two things that are somewhere connected in the middle. They're all one thing. And if you know this and you know how to access it very specifically to get them to change each other, the brain and the body can change each other, then the change becomes very quick and it's lasting. You could say permanent.
Yeah. And this is brings the impossible to life. You know, when we're living with something like our diminished capacity, you just kind of think, oh, it's just, you get used to it and it'll always be that way. It just is. You know, when people have a concussion or some other, you know, trauma, physical or emotional, you kind of slide into a new reality where, oh, your friends will talk about events in your past. And you, hey, remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? And you're like, huh? What? I don't remember that. Well, it just becomes your new life. You know, it's not too much of a concern, but there is a new reality. And you can get your efficiency back. You can get your memory. You can get your cognitive ability. You can get that snappiness back, like when you were in your 20s, you know, your humor, right? Having a real snappy brain is also makes you more humorous.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, let's take our next break. But before we do, if you are already hearing this and knowing that for sure you want to get a younger brain, that you want to have a better IQ, that you want to be able to move better or age your brain and body in reverse, then you can go right to cognomovement.com/essentials. Bill and I created this online, super easy to follow course that takes you through the steps of how to do this for yourself and even for your family. It'll also help you with that emotional piece as well. Because it's all one thing, this simple course is all one thing. Emotions, the way your brain works, your vision, the way you perceive life and how you can change reality are all included in this course. And it's really not very expensive at all. So cognomovement.com/essentials. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we will be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
Radio. Earth Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We're talking about brain health and anti-aging. And I want to talk about perception just a little bit, Bill. I saw the most amazing documentary. It was also kind of awful. It was a British documentary about people who did not have dementia. They did not have brain disease per se, but their perspectives, their perceptions of what they are seeing were incredibly skewed. It started with a woman who all of a sudden got the idea that her husband had been replaced by someone else. And they didn't say how this happened, whether she'd had a head injury. I suspect she did. But she, everything else was normal. She was normal in every other way, could take care of herself. She worked for a long time. She was a nurse. But this one thing, her husband had been replaced with someone else. And this poor man, I mean, just devastated. And, you know, trying to find a way to change her. I'm thinking, we could do it. We can change her. We can get a hold of them. But the point is, her eyes could see the human that she married. He's still the same guy. Her brain perceived it completely differently. Another man, he had a thing called confabulation. He would confabulate things he saw on like maybe TV with an actual event that happened in his life. Oh. Now he did. Yeah, he did have a brain injury. He had been in a coma, but still he did not have dementia. But the way he remembered his life had to do with MI6 and, you know, subterfuge and all kinds of things. So his wife would be sitting right there and she'd say, okay, now that is an interesting version of events, but that are, those events are not true. And he'd be like, absolutely. Yes, they are. I was there. And she said, it's very difficult because the doctors had told her to remind him that that is a confabulation, right? So what he saw, what he experienced, his brain would meld into one storyline, which doesn't sound like much, but also very destructive. He has to be with, have somebody with him at all times. You know, he can't be alone. And the third one was a man who could not recognize what he was seeing. Perfect vision, 20/20 vision, could not recognize it. He was at the zoo and he'd see, no, he was looking at something, an animal that's like a leopard. And he would say, I have no idea what it is. I know that I'm seeing something that is an animal, but maybe it's a giraffe. He couldn't recognize his daughter's face, but could recognize her voice. So the information coming in through all of their eyes was getting twisted in the brain. The brain could not organize its own information. Like we were talking about our SciTech lab test, the organization of information is incredibly important. Their brains cannot organize information. Now, those are extreme, but this happens to us as well. You had a man who like could not understand anything of from a person who was standing on what, like his left side. So his left or his right side?
Yeah. He could not stand to his left. And it would cause tremendous stress if you were standing to his left. And not only couldn't he look to the left, but he wouldn't be able to understand. It would drain him to the point where a meeting would only last maybe, you know, 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. And then, you know, he'd have to go lay down. All of that, obviously, you know, he did the exercises and was able to completely stop that.
So you worked with him, was it a few sessions or one session? Or
only one session. Only yeah. One session. And that particular issue in one session went away, which he had been dealing with for I think about 11 years.
Yeah.
11 years of his life.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, you see the brain having to work so hard to take in information and to keep the body calm in that state that you're exhausted after just a couple of minutes. Like, that's a terrible way to live. And this is actually a very high functioning person, right?
Oh, yeah. Somebody who is actually what one might describe as fabulously wealthy.
Yeah. I met a man at an event recently who is former military and also a doctor himself of a certain modality. I don't want to give him away, but he, I noticed as I was standing next to him that if I stood on his right, he would keep turning to the right.
Oh, yeah.
And I pointed out, and he's a very nervous person, just could not get his anxiety level down. Did all kinds of things to try to change that, but he couldn't change it. So I said, I notice I'm staying on your right here and you keep trying to move. Like, you're very uncomfortable with me on the right, aren't you? And he's like, oh my God, I really am. And he never noticed that that's what it was.
Oh.
He said, yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm so uncomfortable. So we went and worked for about 20 minutes, moving his eyes, moving them to that right, getting the brain to access that information. So we worked, and then I let him go. And a few minutes later, I walked up next to him and stood on his right, and he didn't react at all. And I pointed it out, and he's like, oh my God, you're right. His brain didn't even register that there'd been a problem before at all.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. You know, that whole thing of, oh my gosh, you know, it's been freed up, you know, the eyes were freed up to move without that stress there, is such a big thing. And what that ends up, the real thing about this is that, like when we started this episode today, you know, it's really about everywhere you look is a different part of the brain. So what ends up happening is, with the eyes hard over to the left or to the right or in a different position, if they cannot be there, you will never access that part of the brain. You're just, you're limited. And, yeah. And when you get access to that part of the brain, things, simple things, like being angry at somebody just goes away. You've got some great stories. Why don't you tell them about the stories of having people sit in a different position and the anger that was there in a family and then the anger going away?
Yeah, I had one that was really poignant. It was a mom who was homeschooling and her daughter was fine homeschooling, but she just wanted to murder the son. Like, he just made her so angry. And she's not generally an angry mom, but during this homeschooling, he was just making her so angry. Long story short is he was sitting right in the eye position that activated the anger signal in her body. So for her, it was down and to the left, which it is for a lot of people, actually. That's the part of the eye position that'll just fire you right up. So while she was trying to teach this poor kid, they had the habit of this one sits on this side and that one sits on the other. And she was just angry at him the whole time. So we cleared up that part, the guilt and everything from the mom, but we simply had that kid sit in front of her across the table instead. And like magic, he was just the best little student ever. And he behaved so well, you know.
Talk about life-changing. You know, just that little bit, just knowing that one little change to make. And, you know, what's it like to be in that family now?
Yeah, well, it was amazing because the mom was feeling so guilty. The kid was feeling picked on. You know, it was just a big stressor, this thing. And then it wasn't. It just wasn't anymore. Not a stressor at all. We're coming to the end of the episode, but I want to make sure that I point out that brain injury that happens over our lifetime adds to advanced brain aging as well for all of us. And it's the one part of the body that we don't repair, like a little bruise, a little bonk. you know, a minor car accident, a minor fall, hitting your head on a cupboard, you know, falling down. We don't repair them. There's been no repair. And the work that Bill and I do does repair that. But when we don't repair it, what happens is the brain routes around it and that information gets confused. It doesn't move as easily. And so often with our in our work, Bill and I have seen people whose lives are altered horrifically by one relatively small brain injury. And it's possible to completely reorganize that and bring that back. It's a big thing that will change your perspective on reality, right? We've seen so much of that.
Yeah, it really will. You know, brain injuries, typical emotions, fear, bad decisions. You know, we see guys that are in the NFL, you know, you hear these amazing stories of, oh, they're robbing a bank, or they do other some other like angry, violent type things. And really, it's not that they are really psychologically, you know, flawed. It's that they have a physical injury. You know, and the brain's just not functioning right.
Right. I would say for that one, our Essentials program is amazing for anyone who thinks they might have an injury like that or wants to anti-age their brain. But if you know you've had a big incident with your head and you're not being able to get your brain back the way you want it, that would be a practitioner issue. I think you'd want to see a practitioner for that. You can definitely see Bill or myself, or we have practitioners around the world as well that you can find on our website. So we have come to the end of this episode, and I want to invite everybody out there to start anti-aging your brain today. Start improving your brain and body health. Go to cognomovement.com/essentials and get our little online program. It's about 2 hours in total, but it's intended to show you how to do this and then hold your hand while you do. So if you were to do this for 5 minutes a day, on day one, you're one human. And on day seven, you're a completely different human. Your brain is wired differently. Your body responds differently. And you have begun an incredible anti-age brain, anti-aging journey. So thanks for being here and talking about this with us today, Bill.
All right. Thank you.
All right, everybody. We will see you again next time. Until then, be safe and be well.